Peter Knutsson, named Director General of Sweden's Gambling Regulator. Peter Knutsson has been appointed Director General of Spelinspektionen and will take office on August 17th. The Swedish government has confirmed the appointment of Peter Knutsson as Director General of Spelinspektionen, the National Gambling Authority, with the six-year term running until August 31, 2032. Knutsson succeeds Acting Director Johan Rehr and is expected to begin formally on August 17th. Knutsson brings more than two decades of leadership experience and a legal background focused on consumer protection. He was named Advertising Ombudsman in August 2024 and previously served as head of unit at the Ministry of Finance. His resume also includes roles at the European Commission and advisory work for the Swedish Financial Supervisory Authority, Finansinspektionen. Spelinspektionen's chair, Madeleine Tunnud, welcomed the appointment and highlighted the fit between Knutsson's experience and the regulator's agenda. His background from the Ministry of Finance and his experience with consumer issues, combined with his recent work as advertising ombudsman, will be very good for the gambling authority, Tunnud said. Acting Director Johan Rehr, who will oversee the handover, added, "I welcome the government's decision on a new director general for the Swedish Gambling Authority and will ensure that Peter Knutsson receives a good introduction in my handover as acting director at the Swedish Gambling Authority." Rehr's temporary stewardship has focused on continuity across licensing, compliance, and consumer protection work. Financial trends and regulatory priorities. Knutsson takes charge as the Swedish market posts modest growth. Spelinspektionen reported that gross gambling revenue in 2025 reached SEK 28.2 billion, a 1.3% increase on 2024. Commercial online gaming and betting led the expansion with revenue of just over SEK 18 billion, an increase of 3.3%. By contrast, Svenska Spel's state lotteries and Vegas slot machines declined by 3.4% to SEK 5.5 billion, while land-based commercial gaming, largely at restaurant venues, rose 9.6% to SEK 263 million. The incoming director will confront a mix of regulatory pressures. Since Sweden overhauled its gambling framework following the 2019 licensing reforms, regulators have juggled tighter advertising rules, stronger consumer safeguards, and intensified work on anti-money laundering. Knutsson's tenure at the Advertising Ombudsman positions him to lead on advertising oversight and marketing compliance, areas that remain politically sensitive and commercially consequential for operators such as Svenska Spel and international licenses active in the market. An independent gambling policy analyst in Stockholm said, "The new director arrives at a critical moment. The market is stabilizing after pandemic volatility, and operators are navigating stricter advertising and consumer protection expectations." Knutsson's combination of legal experience and recent oversight of advertising regulation should strengthen Spelinspektionen's capacity to enforce rules while offering clearer guidance to the industry. Key near-term tasks for the authority include sharpening enforcement against unlicensed operators, refining advertising guidance to reflect new digital channels, and continuing coordination with EU bodies and domestic agencies such as Finansinspektionen on cross-sector risks. International cooperation will also remain important. Knutsson's European Commission experience could facilitate dialogue with continental regulators and industry stakeholders. Industry representatives will be watching how Spelinspektionen balances consumer protection with market competitiveness. Operators have urged clarity on permissible marketing practices and a predictable enforcement regime, while consumer groups continue to press for rigorous safeguards against problem gambling. What observers will be looking for during his first months? We'll expect Knutsson to set out priorities for licensing, advertising oversight, and enforcement. His handover from Rehr will be closely followed by regulated firms and trade bodies keen for early signals on policy direction. Given the six-year mandate, Knutsson has the runway to influence how Sweden's regulated market adapts to evolving technology, payment flows, and cross-border compliance challenges. For now, the appointment represents continuity at the top of Spelinspektionen and a clear signal from government that consumer protection and advertising oversight will be core pillars of the regulator's work through 2032.